The Wildcats offense exploded for 5 touchdowns and 2 field goals Friday in a 41-0 win over Sherman. Well, Whitehouse is next. I talked with Wildcats offensive coordinator Matt Young about last Friday night's offensive performance and this Friday night's Whitehouse defense.
It was an efficient night. It's kind of how we looked at it. That level of execution was better as far as eliminating penalties, running the right band calls, those kind of things. And it's also nice to have the explosive plays. C.J. Stevens had a great night, 3 big catches on the outside to him going for a touchdown. And Larry did a good job. Quarterback-wise, his completion percentage was at 66%, which is, you know, the goal is to be over 60. So really pleased with how the kids played, came out with a purpose. You know, score on the first drive, that's always something we want to go after. And it kind of took off from there.
Yeah, I know you've been working real hard on that vertical game, you know, down the field, and that was good to see that come alive.
Yeah, it was nice to see. I mean, CJ, it's not that he was just wide open, but he made catches, contested catches, which is always big as a team because at some point that's what it's going to come down to. Dylan Carver still did a good job of catching the ball on the inside, and Ben Brooks getting him back was a big plus. I believe he had 4 catches, maybe 3 catches on the outside for 27 yards. So it's good, dependable guys, some big first downs there. And then, of course, we had time to throw because the offensive line did a tremendous job up front. We still have some correction issues to deal with, mainly with our running back. But O-line guys with Davis and Bramlett and Perez and Jenkins and Harden and Watkins, those guys did a really good job up front with giving us time to operate.
Yeah, those guys are supposed to be a strength, and sounds like they really are, and you know, getting the job done, and great upside for all those guys.
They are. We know we can line up and run behind them. Rosemont had a nice night the other night. We also Scott Galarza, Jesse Ortiz, all those guys getting some touches. So it was pleasing to see it kind of come together. But we still have a ways to go. There's still improvement in all phases. Details up front as far as our pad level and some different things. And then receiver-wise, the details on our routes are really going to be challenged. And those guys got to block downfield. We could have had a more successful night on the ground if we were a little better effort and a little better execution on our blocking by receivers.
Always something to work on.
Always.
As Whitehouse looks at the films, they're going to maybe see Patrick Mahomes when they see Larry, especially that long touchdown run. He really adds a dimension when he gets out of the when he scrambles.
It does. You know, we're interested to see how they decide to play us. Are they going to drop into coverage? Are they going to hover around and hang him? Or they don't come after him? And they may do a little bit of all three. So it's nice having that quarterback option back there, that ability for something to happen when it breaks down as an offense. It's a nice fallback, I guess you'd say. If the main play doesn't happen, then he can make something happen after that.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the Whitehouse defense. They're 2-0.
Yeah, this is possibly their best defense they've had. It's right there with last year's, if not a little bit better. Very opportunistic, 2 touchdowns last week defensively. They're active in the back end. They have 2 Division I safeties. One's going to A&M. The other one's going to, I believe, North Texas. And they break on the ball extremely well. They understand their defense, their plan, and do a great job. Aggressive on the outside with their corners, guys that can go after the ball. And then up front, they're really just – they're going to try to take away the easy things. They got a bunch of kids rotating through to handle the tempo. They play extremely hard. They run them toward the ball. And well, we're hands full. It comes back to our details and execution, or they'll make plays and create turnovers.
KSST Sports.